This is UWFUFF collective bargaining for July 2nd, 2013. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Matamore.
Anita Schoenberger.
Steve Belko.
Susan Walsh.
John Vick.
Ryan Devine.
Kathy Romack.
Enid Siskin.
Izad Bakum.
Dean DeBold.
Tom Wozlevic.
No.
You mean what?
Thank you.
Well, we have. I think we're able to satisfy two of the three of the requests.
Of course. Let me guess which two.
First and last.
Yeah,
let's
see.
That's right.
Did you get one, Tom?
I have my own for this one.
Okay. I need one more.
Yeah, this is.
I can't pass it.
Sorry. You got to take one back.
Sorry.
We have added a reference to librarians at section 2, subsection 2, and we have a new section 3. And the new section 3 reflects that the parties agree to meet two times per month for the purpose of bargaining a successor contract that are agreed upon dates and times.
Okay, well, can you give us a few to take a read through? Thank you. Okay, the consensus of the team is to accept the MOU with some minor language changes. Number one, we'd like to see a cap of $10,000 across a combined 2012-2013 years inserted. So in other words, an individual faculty who got $8,000 last year can only get $2,000 maximum this year. So they max out at 10.
Okay.
Again, so the whole pool doesn't go to a few people.
Okay.
For 1 or 2-1 and 2-2,
mm-hmm.
we need the insertion of the language that was in our proposal regarding the merit criteria, just that clarifies it. Where the heck is it? No, I can't find it. No, it's not on this. Oh, here it is. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I want just a line added to both of those. The parties agree that...
Kathy, where are you? I'm sorry. Please, where are you?
I am adding language.
2-1 and 2.
2-1
okay.
and 2.
All right, go slow. I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
And I'm not very fast.
The parties agree that the, quote, excellent or, quote, distinguished ratings... The parties agree that the excellent or distinguished ratings need not be simultaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So long as each category is rated excellent or distinguished, I think those should be in quotes, at least once in this 3-year period. And 3 year is hyphenated, I believe. I'll read it again.
I got it.
Okay.
I didn't.
I'll read it then. The parties agree.
I can even hand this to you.
You can tell me if I'm getting it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The parties agree that the excellent or distinguished ratings need not be simultaneous so long as each category is rated excellent or distinguished at least once in this 3-year period.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Just verification.
Which is what you had agreed to when we first talked about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just
be sure.
And that's for both. I want that line added to both 1 and 2.
Got it.
Under 2.
Okay.
And for 3, I want a clause added to that.
Mm-hmm.
Faculty must be continually employed at UWF since August 2009. I want regardless of in-unit status. In other words, if someone works here and they're promoted into unit and they're eligible, they're eligible. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they're, as long as they work here before 2009.
Okay. And so somebody, or if somebody was out of unit.
Super adjunct is promoted to instructor. Yeah. And they were promoted in 2010. Right. They're still eligible.
There's an A&P line and they moved over to a faculty.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if somebody was out of unit because they were
in chair or whatever.
Chair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I want to make that clear that this is, what the intention is not so much the chairs, because I assume that they would be counted in anyway because you're using faculty here. But I'm specifically concerned about people who are promoted from adjunct or super adjunct to instructor, that kind of example. Okay, and then for three.
Mm-hmm.
I want a clause added to the end of that. A comma at the end. Until agreement is reached.
Well, let me say this much about that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that, but don't you think we should say until agreement is reached or a party declares impasse?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. We're being optimistic.
Yeah, I know, but either side could declare
that's
impasse.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
That's not the intent. It's just...
Yeah, I'm with you.
The intent is to...
I'm just clarifying that so that somebody doesn't...
That's it, right?
I think that's
right. We're not going to declare impasse and then keep bargaining. You know?
Right.
Meet twice a week for coffee?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, technically, true. You could.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's true. You parties can keep bargaining.
Yes. All right. Well, let me have a caucus and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
We are agreeable to all the suggested changes.
Okay.
And what we'd like to do is go type it up clean.
Mm-hmm.
We think we can do it in a few minutes.
Okay.
And
good.
And be back with it. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, he's a. Mike has minions at his office. They all follow him around.
You know what I think is real? You know what I think? What I've noticed that I think is very cool is, do you know who Christine Lagarde is?
Yes.
Yes.
Never anything in her hands. Never a pen, never a purse, never. If you see her in the newspaper, she's walking the street, she's on a stage, she's being interviewed, never anything in her possession. It's a very powerful, I think, thing for someone in her position. Like, I got it all here.
I know that the more stuff you have on your desk, the less powerful you are.
Oh, then I'm done.
Yeah, like she doesn't have...
Yeah, my desk. I can't even find my desk. I don't even know what my desk is.
She's well known.
President Obama's like...
You have an army working for you.
He never carries
anything. You don't have to do
the
purse.
The queen even carries a purse.
The queen carries a purse.
Just sign here, please.
We don't know what Barack Obama has in his pockets. But the... she is not...
He's got the remote to the nuclear
foot. I always think that's cool. Every time I see her, I think, just walking around.
Let's get started.
I tossed my cell phone in the water.
I do.
Oh, well. You blew it.
I blew it.
You've got something.
Well, you put that in your pocket.
Ready? Just a
second. I look like that. See all that's in your pocket, okay?
Fine. This looks good to me. How about everybody else?
Yep.
I'm almost to the end.
Yeah. I know the end of this novel.
Great.
Is one copy signed or both? What does it go?
Why don't we sign two?
Two. Yeah, you get
it. You pass over, I guess. You sign and date it. July 2nd. 7/2/13. I also like Mike to spell out the months so it's international. You send it to Europe, they switch around once a day. So I avoid using numbers for months.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. Can delay immigration by months because did you say, when see, in the past years, almost everyone in the Middle East had no birth certificate. So when the time progressed, they need one. Everyone is made born July 1st.
Oh really?
Millions. How does it happen? No one knows. Everyone July. My mother, everyone July 1st. So in the European way, it's 1/7. Who knows? 2030. So 1/7 is here, January 7th.
But the birthday cake industry on the 1st of July just must go crazy. Yeah.
But it's really true. Everyone is okay. It makes sense that these old timers were good. Here is the year. We have no document. Let's take the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a good statistical estimate. It is, the median.
That's right.
It's the median, yes, yes.
That's a good thing.
But I write July for no one because...
You know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think the Japanese are all a year younger than us.
Yeah, they are.
Because...
They're more 1 year old.
They go at conception.
Yeah, and your first...
Chinese also, I think. You're 1 year
really?
Old. Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
It makes sense.
You drank earlier.
Wouldn't they be a year older?
Oh, maybe they're a year
you're
older.
Yeah,
you're older.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I know what you meant, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get this
how
finished.
That could be.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay, well, we have a few things to do.
Okay.
I'd like you to transmit to the president how disappointed we are with this outcome. I find this just insulting, to put it frankly. And I think you know as well as I do that this is a really crappy outcome. And I would like you to transmit this to the president. We'll take it to ratification. We will support ratification. We're not going to sign some mutual statement, you know, about this with you.
Okay.
And the other thing we have to do is to schedule 4 meetings, because we're now into July, and according to this, we get a meeting every 2 weeks. And what we suggest is that we suggest that we meet starting second week of July every Friday for the next, you know, the next 2 months. Just throwing dates out there. You can give me some other dates, but I'd like to see some dates scheduled now.
Well, why don't we? We're going to have to step outside and talk about it.
As on duty.
We have to give some thought to how we go about scheduling these two sessions each month and. What day of the week is best for our schedules. Friday might not be. But what we...
Tuesdays and Thursdays are out for us.
Okay. I'm on vacation for the next week. And Brendan's out of town for the week after that.
Well, it means we need to get the schedule done before you leave. Because it takes a week to notice. So, you know, it'd be better to get it done before you go on vacation.
Well,
so I would suggest we get this done today,
if possible. What I'm suggesting is the next Friday that's available is the 26th.
Okay.
So let's schedule the 26th, and when we come in on the 26th, we'll work out the schedule going forward.
Is there a time that is preferable?
I'm good any time. Maybe 10 o'clock.
Mike and I like 10 o'clock.
Okay, 26, Friday the 26th at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and then everybody will bring in their schedules going forward. They'll know what we're doing in the fall.
And so,
if Brennan, Paul, do you know your teaching schedule yet for the fall?
No, not yet.
I know.
Yeah, but we can get this schedules together for the fall,
change every
and then
semester.
We can schedule something out.
Good.
And we'll take care of announcing the ratification vote today, but we have to give 2 weeks' notice, I believe, to the faculty before we hold the ballot thing, and we will let you know, on the 26th.
I send an email directly to the president, I believe. I'll look up the procedures, but I believe I send an email directly to the president with the results of the vote.
Yep. Of the ratification. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Good.
We'll follow whatever the procedures are. I have to look them up. Don't do it often enough to have it memorized.
All right. I don't blame you on that one.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Have a nice holiday weekend.
Have a good time.
Yeah, nice time.